Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Stranger Things Season Trend 4, which is gonna, you know, some of these don't read that well exactly when you're looking on your phone, but it is what it is. It's what it's. My name is Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Miles is out.
Out and about on assignment
in these streets. Let's tell the people what's trending, shall we? There has been a verdict in the Depp Heard trial. Johnny Depp won. $15 million awarded to him by the jury. Amber Heard, I think, brought a bunch of like things against him and won one of those. So
yeah.
She gets $2 million. So I'm just doing some quick math here. Actually, you'll need to get back to me. I can't do that kind of math, but seems like he got more. And it is being held up as a victory for men's rights activists. Things like hashtag men too are trending.
Also, like, we won.
Yeah.
Also, Marilyn Manson started trending. I feel like in relation to Johnny Depp and all this stuff, like, is that next win?
Yeah, I think that's the danger of this, that some of the people who are pointing out that Amber Heard's case, like, some of her stories, some of the details of her story, like, seem to be coming into question in the evidence around this case. And a journalist I like made the case that like this doesn't have broader implications, but I think it does, because it is being taken that way by the men's rights movement. It's being super, like, it is saturating the culture. And then also from a legal standpoint, this is showing other, you know, predators a strategy to use.
Yeah. And I mean, like y'all mentioned when you covered the story last week or so, you know, they purposely had the trial in not California, where there are more rights for women in like domestic disputes. So I think there's something to be said about that. A lot of, you know, like a hearing like this is about great lawyers and, you know, technicalities and all of those things. So it's like, I have on my side, at least, also a hashtag of like, believe all women. Because like you said, there is implications here for the Me Too movement. And like, just because Amber Heard didn't come in with a sweeping victory doesn't mean like she wasn't also still a victim in happened.
And I think just generally, like, so a lot of the people who I was reading who were like, her story has some holes, but like still, it's a really like high burden of proof to prove that somebody was defamed. And so like, she's still probably not going to lose this case. Like, just something to keep in mind is when it is a white man versus somebody who's not a white man, and when that white man owns a island, those are usually indicators that the benefit of the,
the
legal system will be going towards that person. Amber Heard was there in the courtroom in person. Johnny Depp was in the UK. He claimed that he had a prior obligation because of his career. I think he was just like playing guitar at like dive bars. Sheryl Sandberg is trending. She's the lean in one, right? Lean in book.
Is that not? No, that is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I was thinking of, what's that other one that a lot of women love? Brene Brown. That's what I was thinking of.
Right. No. Yeah. So Sheryl Sandberg is like the OG girl boss. And was, you know, Mark Zuckerberg's number two at Facebook. She has announced she will be leaving Meta, nay Facebook, as COO, and will be replaced by their chief growth officer, which is kind of what got us, them, into trouble in the first place, is that they're single-mindedly about growth.
Yeah.
Only thing they care about is growth. And we have like genocides and, you know, horrifying things, as a result of their single purposeness of like, we just have to like make sure we're constantly growing, at all costs. Yeah. It's, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing. It's happening. I mean, changes are happening at Facebook. I think Meta is still weird. I don't know if they'll ever be able to get over like the gravitas of the name Facebook, but we'll see what this chief growth officer does. Probably more bad than good.
You think? I don't know. I think they're going to grow and grow and it's going to be good. We're all going to be in one happy metaverse together.
Hacked into the metaverse.
I do feel like I'm like hearing less about Meta stuff.
Yeah.
But still hearing about it in like pretty legit things, being like, and here is our metaverse strategy.
Yeah.
So like, it's does seem like it's just like, yeah, this is going to be a thing. Like,
yeah.
Whether you care, whether you like it or not, it's a thing. Liam Payne is trending. You asked if I knew who that was. I said I did not.
Jack asked me what was going on TikTok, and I was like, actually, I do have a story of what's going on TikTok, because all I see right now are videos of Liam Payne, famously from One Direction, having really bad hot takes on podcasts with Logan Paul, which like, ew, who let him be in the airwaves? But also, I'm like, Liam Payne is still relevant, ? I was never a One Directioner. I do not know enough about the One Direction saga, the breakup, whatever. All I know is that when I think One Direction now, I'm like Harry Styles, Zayn Malik, and like that's it. I don't even think about the rest of them. So, yeah, basically he went on Logan Paul's podcast and
Impulsive is the name of the podcast.
Of course it's called Impulsive.
It is 50 times as popular as this one, I'm assuming.
And probably 80 times more toxic. So,
mm-hmm.
But like his biggest hot take was just like talking shit about Zayn and his family and all this, like Zayn doesn't love his father. He doesn't love his family, when like, there's just so much evidence that that is not true. You know, like
what the first weird thing, accusation. Are they brothers? Right?
Exactly. It's like, do y'all even talk anymore? And
he doesn't even love his dad.
And it's like, Zayn has like tried so hard to be out of the public eye, I think, as of late, especially having being a new father. But it's like, famously, Zayn, when he like started in One Direction, like the first dollar he made, he bought his family a house. So it's just like kind of weird. It's just very telling of how irrelevant his career is if he needs to go on a Logan Paul podcast. And also, if you're wanting to impress Logan Paul of all people, you know, maybe you're already in a bad place as it is. And just like shit talk one of the most famous One Directioners. But he was like, I was the reason One Direction exists. And like, I'm the it guy. And it's just like, I think Harry Styles and Zayn Malik's career says differently. So One Direction, please don't come for me. I'm not one of you.
I'm not one of you.
I'm not one of you, please. Like, these are my very mild takes.
Besides, we know that you probably don't even love your parents. So, just a strange thing to accuse somebody of.
I know. It's like, yeah. I mean, some people just be talking and it's just like, don't. Like, you have nothing to say. Just like, there's no need. There's no need. Like, what is it going to do for you to say that out loud? Who does that benefit? No one.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. you know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And Elon Musk sent out an email to the executives at SpaceX and Tesla and said, basically, you need to come back to the office, spend a minimum of 40 hours in the office per week. Those who do not do so would be fired. The more senior you are, the more visible must be your presence. I don't know why he's like writing it like he's writing commandments in the Bible. That is why I spent so much time in the factory, which reminder that every time he went to a factory, they would try to keep black employees out of his line of sight.
Yeah.
So that those on the line could see me working alongside them. Mm-hmm.
Working or monitoring? Because it's like, what are you helping? Like, are you actually participating? No, you're just stopping.
If I had not done that, SpaceX would long ago have gone bankrupt. I'm seeing this like more and more. I don't have the other examples in mind, but just the I alone can fix it of it all that Trump is obsessed with.
I mean, it's narcissism. It's like a textbook trait of narcissism. Like, I am the only person because I'm the most important person in the room. I'm the smartest person in the room. Like, no one's brain works like my brain. And it's like, that's just like physically not possible. Like, to do everything by yourself and do it well. Yeah. Like,
alone can fix it. Anyways, he's the only reason SpaceX has not gone bankrupt. and everybody has to go back to the office. Hopefully enough new jobs are opening up that people can find places to work. That super producer Brian said fucking Tony Stonks. That's good. Kate Bush, 80s indie musician, classic, famous, beloved by cool people, is getting some attention because her song is featured heavily in C's Trend 4 of Stranger Things. And like you were saying, you've watched some of it and you said that like it's one of the first things you hear running up that hill.
It's definitely, that is the name of the song. It wasn't because someone was running up a hill. I'm on episode 4. Please don't spoil it for me. It is really good. It's definitely within the first episode, spoiler alert. Max has her headphones on and she's like stalking the halls of the school, like very obviously depressed based on everything that happened the last season with her brother, and is like trying to cope with life. But that song starts to become more prevalent as like each episode, like Stranger Things has a habit of doing. Like, I feel like every season they have like a main ballad that becomes like the ever-present song as the season continues building more and more momentum. And you'd think that people would love, if you love an artist, to hear them on a very famous show that is, you know, trying to be authentic to its era. But the internet says we're wrong, Jack.
As a younger person, I'm curious for your, like, how common this sentiment is to you. Because when I was growing up, this was how everybody treated their favorite musicians, is like they were cool until other people found out about them, and then they would get mad when other people liked the band they liked. And I thought I was associated with like an early 90s sort of, you know, economic sensitivity and like feeling that selling out is wrong, like whatever, like kind of propelled the grunge movement to becoming a thing. Like, I feel like that was present in how people thought about music. But since then, like, I feel like these days we're all just like, yeah, man, get your bag. Like, I want you to be successful because I like what you do.
I do think it, like, it depends on, like, I think the artist and, like, what it is. Because I do think when I was younger and I was emo, I was that girl. I was like, oh my God, like, for instance, the Twilight soundtrack, famously a lot of indie stuff on the OG Twilight movie. And I was like, oh my God, people are going to know the bands I listen to. Like, these are my songs. The soundtrack's so good. And you would have never known if you had never watched Twilight.
You're doing a lot of good eye like work. You're like kind of like, smoothing your eyebrows. Like,
and being sad.
I think I'm picturing some eye makeup that was around.
Black eyeliner. I had like the straightened bangs. I was full
blown,
you know.
That's cool.
But now I'm very much like, oh, if I think like an indie artist is, you know, coming up and like really dope, I'm like sharing their stuff. I'm like very much making sure like my community knows like this person's dope. Go support them. I hope they get their bag. And I think it's about kind of what you're saying, Jack, about like authenticity of like selling out. But I think we have had such a flip in capitalism and like our perspective on capitalism that we're now like, you know what? Like, this place sucks. Get your money. Like if that's what it takes, like, and your quality of music or whatever your art form is still good, then like do what's best for you. Like, well, who am I to say, some little person? Like, as long as I'm still enjoying your stuff, like, why does it matter if you like sold out to me?
Right.
I'm like, whatever. But people, I think, also just like are striving for that sense of like superiority and individualism. It's like, oh no, like now other people like it. Like, I'm no longer like the epitome of culture. Like, culture is already set by this thing that I liked.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and so much of the like fringe culture back then has become the mainstream culture, like Marvel.
Yeah.
And Star Wars, I guess, was always pretty popular, but like it wasn't something you like owned up to, like,
yeah,
you know. I mean, it was like, I'm not a dork, okay?
I mean, I remember watching like that 70s show. It was like such a point that I was like, oh my God, you're a weirdo for liking Star Wars, Eric. Like, it was like a very much a thing that it was like not cool to be the Star Wars fan. Like, and now it's like at Disney World, it's a main attraction.
Yeah. Anyways, let's read a couple of the quotes though.
Yes.
If y'all start calling Kate Bush's music the Stranger Things songs, I'm gonna kill you, threatened one user. Wait, everyone's finding out about Kate Bush because of Stranger Things? Oh, you pissed me off so bad. What? I don't even know, like, what is happening in that?
It's like, there's so many other things to be mad about, and this is not one of them. And also, that is how I would have written a Facebook, like, what's it called? Status update? Like, in 2008.
Yeah. That's what that wrote. Like, they might be 7 years old, but it's a weird combination, like being seven and being also being really into
Kate Bush.
And then other people are like, oh, I really fucking like the song. It's really good. Thank you, Kate Bush. Thanks, Stranger Things, for putting it in my life. And finally, we, of course, need to talk about Pride corporatism. You know, Disney's released their Pride collection. So it is Pride Month. Yeah. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride.
To our listeners, June 1st. And this is many corporations' chance to change their logos to incorporate rainbow colors and do nothing else. Disney has made some small progress in the sense that last year they just called it like Rainbow Mickey and Rainbow Month at Disney, and now they're calling it Pride Month. Rainbow Month. It's what are you talking about? It's just a month where we all like show our appreciation for rainbows. Disney's always like, they don't even, I didn't realize this, like, because it's so established at this point, I assumed that, you know, Pride Day at Disney, where, you know, a lot of like LGBTQ plus people go to Disneyland, or
yeah, they're,
you know,
called Disney
World.
Gays. It's right. Like very much a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So they, I didn't realize Disney has a quote neutral stance on gay days, which is seen as an improvement since they used to post signs at the entrance to Magic Kingdom alerting guests that a large number of homosexuals were inside the park. So that's not good. This is
the way my jaw dropped us now. What?
alert. In France, of course, they host a lavish Pride parade at Disneyland, or they did in 2019 and the pandemic happened, but people are expecting a return to that. But in these United States, they have to treat it like it's a aberrant Yeah,
I'm looking at the collection. It's very, I mean, it's giving very corporate pride. Like, it's just like a bunch of stuff with like rainbow print on it. Like the famously, I know in the image on the dock here, the Lilo and Stitch Pride doll, which is weird that that is the only one. And I don't know if it's because like Lilo is an alien. So he's like, or there, I mean, I guess Lilo's technically gender neutral. I don't know. Or like, because Lilo doesn't have a presenting gender because it's an alien. Like,
well, they also have Mickey Mouse.
They do have Mickey, but like, I'm not seeing the Mickey stuffed. Oh, well, I guess it says check back soon in the Mickey on the actual like Disney Pride like collection. Yeah. Shop.
We're still slowly working. The collection was created by LGBTQIA+ employees and allies at the Walt Disney Company and is a reflection of their incredible contributions and place at the heart of the company, according to Disney. So at least they're like acknowledging that it's not just
queer
a
people
rainbow.
Work there.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just funny that it used to be called Rainbow Disney.
That is like so last year.
All right. Well, Becca, thank you much.
Thank you much
for joining us. Where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me at Bex, ECCS Ramos, on all platforms.
All right. Well, we are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.